What are you going to do this Christmas?
Staying here. Because my children are all coming here.
Well, they are. How many are coming?
Well, I suppose my two girls and my grandchildren.
And so what were
you
doing?
I was invited out to my son's for Christmas, but I said I'd stay here. The children wrote down their Christmas cards, they'd be here.
Where's she coming from?
One from Old Town, and one from Austin, and one from their grandchild from Rochester, and Minneapolis, and...
They're all coming to see you. Wouldn't that be nice? So will they eat with you here?
They just come in the afternoon. Sometimes they come in, it might be in the evening, or the afternoon, morning.
That'll be nice. So will you just visit, and or will they bring something?
No, they just bring me birthday presents, remember?
Yeah,
Christmas
presents.
I don't care if they don't bring me anything, just so they come.
That's the most important part.
Yeah, and they may visit. Tell me all the things that happened, I seen them all for my birthday, the 9th. Well, it was the 7th we went and had my birthday at the Greeks.
Okay. That was fun to get out. Mm-hmm. Of December? December 7th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There was 39 of us.
Oh, my goodness.
But they weren't all my children. We had some other ones there, too.
You didn't have 39 children.
Yeah, it was fun.
Good. What will you do here for Christmas? Will you have a big dinner?
Yes, sir. I'm going to have a ham dinner.
Do you eat at noon or better at night?
We'll eat at noon here. Mm-hmm. Then we're having a Christmas party tomorrow afternoon.
What do they do at the Christmas party?
We have a regular program.
Fun.
Then Santa Claus comes and brings gifts for everybody.
Oh, good. Here she is. Hi, Frida. You got something kind of in your way. Just push that aside over there.
Here's a chair right here, dear.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
We just started talking about Christmas, what we're going to do this year for Christmas.
Are you going away for Christmas?
I don't know yet. If nobody wants me, I'll stay.
I'm going to stay right here too, because I think my kids are coming.
Yeah.
Where would you go, Frida, if you're going?
I'll go to my daughter.
She lives?
Parkland.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But nobody asked me yet, so I'll stay here.
Well, I'll ask you. We'll have dinner right here.
Yeah. Okay. That's the deal.
Did you get your crocheting all done? And
yeah, just about.
Well, you're right down to the wire, huh?
Huh?
I said you're right down to the wire. It's almost here and you're still crocheting.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get it up.
How many things did you make?
Oh, I made quite a bit. Made some bells and something else.
I saw some of the things you made when I looked over at Agnes's decorated room.
Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful crochet.
Can't do so much anymore. I do a little.
You're lucky that you can still crochet. I just wish I could. The hand wouldn't let me anymore.
Yeah, you do beautiful crocheting, that's true.
Yeah. She and Marion, right? She's Marion's, I don't know what she's crocheting now, isn't it?
Yeah. She's always doing stuff.
Is that your roommate?
No, it's the one next door.
Oh.
Next door.
Anybody else? What are you doing? Anybody else gonna? Is everybody staying here for Christmas?
I'm here for Christmas, but my son and daughter-in-law is coming from Minneapolis.
Oh, good.
And then on Sunday, I go to Oatana for the family. And then my granddaughter and her husband and two little girls is coming from Arizona. I haven't seen the baby yet, so that'll be nice.
Oh.
That is her. I'm just hoping the weather stays nice and I'm able to go.
Yeah, I hope so too.
It's
not freezing yet, but you know, I think it will.
The forecast in the paper said snow Friday.
Oh, really?
Was it hard driving?
No, it really wasn't. I thought when I first turned the windshield wipers on, I turned the washers on because it looked like it was smeary. Well, that froze.
Oh.
So the road wasn't icy yet, but it could be.
Is it chilly out?
Not really. It's just kind of that in between damp. So I hope it doesn't, because we have to meet one of our daughters at Burnsville, and then the other one is going to get a ride from the airport over to my dad's. We're all supposed to meet over there at 5 o'clock. So
makes it miserable if the fog gets too heavy and you can't see a thing.
Well, and especially if it turns to ice on that freeway, it's so scary.
Yeah.
That fog is so heavy, especially down the rivers.
Maybe it'll lift today.
Yeah.
Is anybody here in the choir? Here at the
choir.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Did you have a Christmas program?
Well, I'll be tomorrow morning. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow is the choir sings.
The choir.
What are you singing?
We're going to sing Joy to the World and
some of the Christmas and all.
I think we in the main choirs. The choir is going to sing two songs, and then the people that's there are going to sing the other two.
And so
they'll
be
tomorrow. The program tomorrow afternoon. If you want to come, because Santa Claus is going to be there to bring you something.
Because that's the one I have to read about.
That'll be
you
fun.
You've got to read something.
Yeah, that's Silent
Night. You're going to read it. How come that man, about the man that wrote Silent Night, you've got to read about that.
And then the second song is Come All You Faithful.
Yeah, I know. I know Joy to the World and Way in the Manger.
Way in the Manger is one, I know. There's three of one.
Then we'll have
Marion Phelps, I think, reads one.
And so does Lillian.
Lillian reads one. There must be another one.
Then there'll be kind of a little lunch tomorrow afternoon. Coffee.
That'd
have
be
presents,
nice.
Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, he's got to bring us something.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you have those secret friends this year?
That was Valentine's
Day. That was Valentine's Day.
That was cute, that Valentine's Day. Your secret
friend. They really
Valentine's.
Kept a guess against who your secret friend was.
And that was for Valentine.
That was
Valentine's
Day.
Was it for Christmas, too?
I had a great big heart on my door, you know. And there was all kinds of sayings on it. And Dan came down and he said, do you know who your secret friend is? And I said, no, but I'm going to lay a trap for them. And when you hear a squeal, you know I got them. Well, my secret friend was Dan.
Oh, gosh.
And I didn't even have the slightest idea.
It took me a long time to guess, too, but I had Karen Spies.
I didn't guess at all.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Maxine was mine.
Maxine?
What do you remember about Christmas? How did you celebrate Christmas when you were at home? Rita, I'll bet you got the most unusual of all of us.
Oh, we always had a treat of it way up to the ceiling.
Oh. Did you cut it down? Go out and cut it down?
Huh?
Did you cut it down in the woods?
No. No, we had a bite.
You bought the tree. Okay.
Then, of course, I was Catholic, so we had to go to the midnight church.
The night mass, huh?
Yeah.
Only why midnight? Because
of food for two at the time. Of course,
that's what that song said. So I can't hear that clear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
And they say the mass, the Sacred Heart Church here at midnight is just beautiful. All the singing and. Have you gone at midnight to
Well, for a long time.
But they say it's real beautiful. It always was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember one time when I was a youngster, our neighbor lady took me to the midnight mass. We were living in Madison at the time. And she went to midnight mass and she took me with her. And I was just spellbound by the scenery, you know. And on the up to the altar, there were two real high pedestals, and on the two there were two little angels, you know. And I thought, oh, they were just beautiful, and I kept watching them. And I thought, well, it looks like that one is moving. And it was the school children.
Oh.
And they stood out there just beautifully. They were little angels up there on this these high pedestals. It was the prettiest thing that I'd ever seen.
Oh, my goodness.
And they just were still, but once in a while you could just see a little twitch in them. And I thought that was funny, those angels were wiggling. But midnight mass is always such a pretty mass, anyway.
They say St. Paul's Church is going to have midnight church now.
Do you want to be?
That's what I heard.
Church one, they had, they burnt candles. Each one had a candle on Christmas Eve.
Each one in the congregation?
I can remember that. Because the first time I seen it, I thought that was so dangerous.
We used to do that at our church, but then they passed the law that they couldn't do it anymore.
You couldn't have candles. That's why you don't have Christmas trees anymore. We always had a great big Christmas tree in the manger seat all around, a beautiful big one.
Yeah, they always had a Christmas tree with lights on, but not going from person to person in the pews. I had a candle. We're given a candle.
We had one mass. I don't remember what it was. We all had candles. But I thought, too, at that time, golly, this is... Because it was just shortly after that fire in the hotel up there in Minneapolis, you know, when that tree burned and they had such a big fire, and I thought, there's so many people here, if everybody holding a lighted candle, it's just kind of scary.
I'm going to put this right in front of you.
I remember, this is quite a while ago, it's when Helen Gray was born, you know, her. And they didn't have any Jesus, you see, so they took little Helen was a baby. And
oh,
I remember
she was
a little baby in the manger.
What church? Was that the Congregational Church? Was that at the Congregational Church?
Yeah, yes. And I wasn't, of course, married in the family then. I was just a young girl, but we thought that was nice. She had her long white dresses on. It seemed to me she was really in the manger, too, I believe, because I said it seemed surreal, you know.
Yeah.
But
what a nice idea.
She was a wrong baby, but she was grew up, and I tell you, I got a nice Christmas card from her. She's now my niece, you know.
She's Mrs. Bob Gray.
Very. Bob Gray's wife. Mm-hmm. You know, Ellen.
I know who she is.
She lives out here by the lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought a lot of Helen. When I was
we were married, she came out. They used to come over to our place. They lived right next to us. Now, all the girls, but I always kind of had a little favorite of Ellen.
Did you ever get a card from Lorraine? For
she
Christmas
was
training?
Awful good.
Yeah. You know, I got a card.
But she's kind of...
See, wish she had stayed down here.
Yeah. I wish she would have, too.
That's her daughter that wanted to come up.
Yeah.
Well, Frieda, let's get back to your Christmas in Denmark.
No.
What happened in church? Did you have a candlelight service too?
Yeah.
At midnight?
Yeah, we had a midnight. We had just a pretty little church. Up by the altar, they had Jesus and Mary and the baby and everything.
Oh, a manger scene?
Yeah. Oh, it was so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Were they wooden figures or?
Yeah, it was so real.
Real
look almost
oh,
like life.
They look all
yeah,
life.
They had Mary and Joseph and baby in a crib and tree, wise men and little everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a big church where you went to?
It wasn't too big. But
oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. But.
Did you sing? Did everyone sing then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Christmas carols.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really pretty. And that was 12 o'clock at night.
And what? Then you went right to bed, I'm sure. And what happened the next morning?
Oh, then we had... We had mass in church, 10 o'clock. So,
10 o'clock in the morning, another church?
No, he come at night, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now, what, did you have stockings?
No. We didn't have stockings.
Did
no.
you, what did you do? Did you put your shoes out?
No,
Santa?
We didn't do anything.
What, did you have Santa Claus? Kris Kringle?
Oh yeah, we had Santa Claus.
What, did you call him Santa Claus?
You wouldn't understand that.
Well, tell us what you called him.
It'd be in Danish, huh?
Yeah.
What you call him?
We call him Julie Nissen.
Julie Nissen.
Yeah.
That means that Santa Claus. Huh?
That was Santa Claus.
And what did he do? Did he give a switch or something to bad children and candy to good children, or what was the tradition?
Oh, he just come. He sneaks in at night and then. He leaves all the presents underneath the tree.
Oh, all the presents
underneath the tree. Yeah, under the tree.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have electric light, so we had little candles about that high.
6 inches.
All over the Christmas tree. You had to be so careful that it didn't catch fire, you know. So. Always one of us had to look after. And they had something they could let the cans go out when it got too far down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the tree could catch on fire, it goes way down then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many lights, but they were all little color cans.
Yeah, that's what,
mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was given a nativity seat at my birthday. Wood.
Oh.
It was a star. It was married, a baby, and I lost.
This year, that was nice.
I thought that would be nice. We had a real little girl. I have a beautiful MLS.
Yes, you do.
And it's got four new breasts with four new brushes on it.
And I knew it. I said last week that's going to pop open. You have got to say you have eight now?
Uh-huh, let's say eight. I have four up long, the first four up long, the other four up long.
My sister-in-law was married that year. She was supposed to be the married.
I don't remember Joseph, but...
When was this, Carrie?
That was when Helen was the baby.
Oh, yeah.
She was a relative of hers, you know, but she was married. I don't just remember Joseph with that, but I remember that one because it was kind of a real baby, you know, that time.
What did you do at Christmas Eve? Did you have presents on Christmas Eve, or did you wait?
In the home was not too much. I had two.
How about you, Frieda? What do you remember getting for a gift from Julie?
Oh, I know. I got a doll once. Got a jewelry box once. I don't know what else. But we always get something.
How about you, Rita?
Oh, I would always get a doll every year, and my mother would dress it, always make the clothes for all the dolls I had, so that all had new dresses. And then I got a doll buggy this one time, and it was quite large, so I could put all my dolls in it, and I walked up and down the streets with my dolls.
Oh, that was nice.
Then I got clothes. My mother always had something knitted, like maybe a cap or a scarf or some mittens for me for Christmas.
I had a cousin that died. They gave me all the things that she had. She had a little dress, a little cradle, a doll, and a doll buggy that was old-fashioned. Children liked it because it was so old-fashioned. It had a top put up like this. And so I had that. That she gave me on her thing. The doll was jointed. It had just one piece of rubber-like plastic that joined the head and the body and the arms and everything.
Hmm.
They all pulled off after a while and come apart.
Hmm.
That's quite the time to put it together.
My oldest brother, when he went into the Navy, I was just a little girl, but when he came back, you know, he thought I was still a little girl. For Christmas, he bought me, it was a doll bed and a doll dresser and a chiffonier and another little thing for a bedroom, because he figured I was still a little girl. And my mother put up a shelf in my bedroom, and we put the stuff up on the shelf. And it was white, and the little dresser drawers all had little red roses on it.
Oh, that was cute. Well, you were probably always a little girl to him if you were younger, little sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I was the baby of the family, and my brothers are all so much older than I am.
Mm-hmm. Over here. Yeah. Dallas, what do you remember? What did you used to do on Christmas when you were a child?
Oh, we were all at home and and exchanged gifts, and we had a Christmas tree, and we always had such a nice program at the church. They always spoke pieces, you know, and which we enjoyed. So everybody turned out for that. They enjoyed that. That's what we did. We went to a little church about 5 miles away from us. We had to go down there. It was a Presbyterian church, I think, we went to. And we all spoke pieces, you know. We each had a piece and dialogues and all that things. We all got a gift.
What did you get?
No, I don't remember.
Well, the reason I ask at the Methodist church, they always used to give little sacks of candy and nuts.
Oh, yes, we did. We get a big bag of everything in it, a great big bag, all of us. And why, the folks didn't buy any candy or anything. They had gotten it for Christmas. The big bags, we dumped them together, you know.
Sure.
Well, we had a nice little program. It was a small church, and yeah, we all enjoyed it. Nice.
Did Santa bring your gifts and put them under the tree like Frida?
Yes. We did open ours in the morning. That's the way we did. I remember we had a register in our bedroom, you know. As kids would get down and peek through that register.
What did you see? Did you see Santa?
We couldn't see much of anything. Yes, it was a big time at our house.
What was your favorite present? Do you remember that you ever got?
It was a doll. A nice doll. It was really a nice one. It was a big one, you know. Stood in a corner.
How tall was it?
Oh, about that size.
3 feet tall. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a big doll. It would be all my mother and dad would all dressed, you know, clothes and all. It was always dandy.
Oh. Did you get a name for that doll?
Yes, but I don't remember now what I named it. Yes, I had a name for my doll.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry about that.
I taught Sunday school a long time, and one year they had us, we had to go out and get candy with one of the ladies. And I tell you, it was quite a job going out and getting candy for all those little folks. And, you know, nuts and things like that they needed to fill the sack, put the sack. And of course, I was older. I was a young girl, really, and it was kind of interesting.
Let's find out about Gladys over here. How about you, your memories of Christmas? Whoops.
Oh, as youngsters, we had to go to bed, and Santa Claus came after we went to bed, and of course, Mom and Dad trimmed the tree, put up the presents, but after they were done, Dad would start hollering, "Kids, come on down, hurry, hurry, Santa Claus is here." And of course, we jump out, you know.
When oh, this is at night?
At
still?
Night.
Oh, mm-hmm. And after Mass?
Yeah, but we always had to go to bed. We couldn't stay up. And, well, that was when we were smaller. We didn't go to midnight Mass. We had to stay home.
Okay.
But Dad would keep yelling to hurry up. I can't hold him any longer. Hurry up. My brother and I would scoot down and, "You're too late. He just got up. I couldn't hang on any longer." And we were so disappointed, you know. But our gifts were all under the tree. And
so you opened them in the you thought it was the middle of the night, I'm sure.
And we opened our gifts, and we always got lovely presents. Always, I like the girls. I had a big doll, It wore a dress that I wore when I was 3 years old.
Oh my, was it? Like Alice's doll.
It had a kid body, a white kid body, and real curls, and it had real eyelashes, and they blink, her eyes could blink.
Oh,
you know?
My.
She was a beautiful doll. And I got a couch. I still have that at home. I could lie on it. It was a red velvet. And I had a dining room set. I still have my china set at home. It's a big teapot, and I had a half a dozen cups and saucers.
Real china.
Mm-hmm. But the set, some of my stuff my mother gave to my cousin, and she didn't have it very long, I can tell you that. I was kind of mad afterwards because everything, she smashed everything.
Oh.
And then I had one of those old cast iron stools, and I had all the
cooking. How big was that?
Oh, that was a big thing. I could cook on that. That had a boiler on it.
A real stove?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I had all the cast iron kettles and pots and frying pans.
Was that in your mother's kitchen? Did you keep it there, or where did you
keep it? No, it was in my bedroom. And I still have an electric iron, a little bit of electric iron that I was given. And over there, I had a lot of, I got beautiful gifts. That was the overindulged, both of us. Well, my dad didn't have a soul left. Mom and my brother and I were all he had in the world, and he just simply overindulged us, that's all. I always got to see when I got big enough and learned to shut my mouth, I never said that I wanted something, because the minute I said it, I got it. So I learned to keep still. Whether sometimes I didn't want it any more than a jackrabbit, but you know how you'll say, oh, I wish I had something mm-hmm. like that? And that was the way it would go. I'd get it. And,
mm. And think of the pleasure he got from doing it.
Well, he did. That's one thing he did. Yeah. No, I always had beautiful gifts from the family.
So did you go to midnight mass when you were older then?
Yes. Oh, yes. We didn't stay home then. Well, we weren't so squirmy. We learned to sit still.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get pretty sleepy anyway, you'd probably fall asleep more than you'd stay awake.
You sure? What church did you go to in Mankato? What church did you go to?
Well, we had to go over to St. John's because we didn't have a church over on the north side. And the Catholic church wasn't built until 1924. Over on the north side. And I was married and living down here then.
Mm-hmm.
But up to that time, we always went to St. John's. That was on 2nd Street. Now it's out where they call it St. Joseph the Worker.
Mm-hmm.
They built a new one. And that was a cold walk over that bridge.
How far was it?
Oh, golly. Must have been at least 10 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you had to walk and everything in those days. You didn't think much of that.
Bundle up. And,
you want to get someplace, you walk.
You walk. You bet you walked. And you didn't think anything about it either.
You never said anything either when
no.
you had to walk.
No. I had to walk over 12 blocks to high school. Because at that time it was up on the hill there by the courthouse. See, it burned down later, but that's where high school was. And we had to walk that whole distance for 4 years.
I only had a year and a half. A year and a half I went about 3 blocks, and the rest of the time it was always at least a mile.
Yeah.
It seemed like I always lived in the
far
reaches from the school.
I had to walk from this end south, clear down to the west end.
Hmm.
And I had to go, town was
I had to go by the town line. And there used to be a place where they had these high stoned up, and you used to get up there and run across there for, you know, to help out. It was a long ways I had to go when I was at the school. Mm-hmm. That's in Wells when I lived there. When I first started there.
How about you, your Christmases?
Yeah, because we lived on a farm, you know, and I had an uncle that was always there. Christmas was there, and then my auntie would play Santa Claus. And there we didn't get to see the Christmas tree till Christmas Eve. Doors were always closed. She would play Santa Claus.
She had a parlor.
Uh-huh. Okay. She would take what they had, the parlor, what they called that. It wasn't only when they had special locations. I can remember I got a crib, a cradle, all the bedding. I think it was a doll, and I thought that was wonderful. And I got two little wash tubs and a stand with a ringer, which I thought was something different.
Mm-hmm.
So I can remember, and like I say, we had the Christmas tree and they had candles on that. And we always would light, and of course had to watch it. They would sing Christmas carols, and then they'd give out the gifts. It's a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you get to thinking. It was kind of nice.
Do you remember a special gift?
Yeah, after Christmas when I got that cradle.
The cradle was your special?
And all the bedding, mattress and the pillowcases and the sheets and everything.
How big was the cradle?
Oh, it was about so big. And so I, of course, felt sorry afterwards, because when my folks moved from the farm, they just left it.
Oh, no.
Because you didn't think of things like you do now, you know.
You don't think of moving and not taking everything with you, though, either.
Yeah, the folks had a little attic, and all that stuff was up there. A lot of that stuff was left there.
How old were you then?
I think I was about 8. Yeah, I can remember. And, of course, being in the country, you know, we didn't get to see all this excitement that they had. So I can remember that, and I was so scared of Santa Claus.
Oh. So, when you moved into town?
And this is in the country.
In the country.
Now, after we moved to town, then we got civilized. Of course, then it was a little bit different. But I can't remember my folks ever having a Christmas tree. Because Christmas was always up to my uncle's. There they had it. I had one uncle, and that was always for Thanksgiving, and an uncle for Christmas, and my folks for New Year's.
So you had the Christmas tree over there?
Mm-hmm. Out there.
So you didn't get any gifts at your house, or you did?
No. Mm-mm.
No, you had to wait.
Everything was up at the uncle's house. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there was a bunch of youngsters, too. I said, they're all grown up and gone now.
Wild Indians in those days.
Right.
Okay.
Fond memories.
Yeah.
My folks always, when I go to bed, then they put up the Christmas tree, and when I come down in the morning, the Christmas tree would be all trimmed and everything. They waited till I went to bed, though.
It's like magic getting up and seeing that.
Yeah.
Think of that, having to put that up at night. Did any of you ever do that?
Yes.
You used to put your Christmas tree up at night?
Yeah, they put it up when we went to bed, after we went to bed.
How about you? Did you do that for your children?
No. We had a church. It had all that going on in the church in the evening. So we all went down to the program where they spoke peace, and then everybody in the church were in program, regular Christmas program.
Uh-huh, church school.
And then there were gifts given out there to their children, to us all.
Well, when you were a mother and had children, how did your Christmas change?
We had it all in the home. We just did it at home.
Did you put your tree up for a surprise?
No. I tell you, we were here in Minnesota. And Dad would bring it home. He'd chop the tree somewhere. He'd bring it home. put it up, get up in the morning, the tree and the gifts were all there.
How about you? Did you put up a tree when you had a family?
No. We had ours all in the little church down home.
Oh, okay.
And we had big bags of candy and gifts and everything there. And we brought them to them.
How about the rest of you? What did you do with your families?
Did
you do the same things that your parents had done, or did you have something different?
When my children were small, we let them help to trim the tree. They always got quite a kick out of it.
We do that too. We all trim it, although now there's not so many of us, but they get all the stuff out that they had as made in kindergarten and put all that on, and they say, why do you put all that old stuff on the tree? And then as they get older, they come home and they look to see where it is.
The thing that always puzzled me was, she said they'd cut their tree, of course, being in town, there were those Christmas tree lots, and Dad would always bring home the Christmas tree, but they'd leave it on the back porch, and I never could understand how that Christmas tree would get on the back porch, maybe for 2-3 days before Christmas. And I asked one day, and Mother said, well, Santa has so many things on his sleigh, he can't carry all the trees. So he brought them ahead of time. Well, I bought it.
We never had an evergreen. We went out and cut, my husband went out. I didn't have a Christmas tree till after I was married. We were married. Then he would go out in the woods and cut an oak.
An oak tree?
And that was our Christmas tree for several years.
You aren't English, are you? Because that's a great English tradition, oak tree.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what you'd call it, but we thought we had to have a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So did you decorate that oak tree then? Put balls and lights on it?
We had some, I don't know if you remember long, they had a lot of these paper angels with the tinsel around them, fancy. And they had all kinds of pictures of different things with tinsel on to make it shine.
Okay.
And that was the decoration.
Sure.
And until just a few years ago, I still had them. But they've been moved so many times that I finally decided to throw them away.
Oh, and they're treasures. I'm sure they are.
Like she said, it's just the head of an angel on cardboard. It's about light cardboard. And it's all decorated. And then it has the tinsel around it, but the tinsel is so tarnished now and squashed down. It's funny, but I hang on to that old angel. Yeah, I always put it on my tree.
Yeah, I think we had more fun then than they did have done now.
Another one of that made of that same material, and it was a baby crying, and Mom said I used to sit in front of that tree and cry and cry because the baby was crying.
Because the baby was crying.
And so I was crying too.
Yeah.
We got 5 minutes. Any more memories of Christmas?
I remember when I was, when the children were little, and we got a big tree, went out, Will did, got a big tree, put it in the parlor. But we didn't have heat in there, you see, then that was on the farm. So we shut the door, and they had some candles on it. But they couldn't light it because they were afraid, to leave it in there. So we let them. They'd go in and look at it and examine it all. And then they'd come out. They was happy about it. And that's when they were, after
little
married,
ones.
Little, kind of small. But they enjoyed it anyway.
Oh, sure.
But we had to keep it in there, it was colder, and we thought better for it. So we didn't have the heat in there. So.
Did you make decorations? Or did you buy decorations?
Well, we had some. I think it was, I think we had popcorn. We strung popcorn and some other.
Cranberries
and popcorn. We just had a little on it.
That's what we did too.
But it was
rings, paper rings at school.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It was pretty.
Jeans, paper jeans.
Faith has changed.
Jeans, not I always saved those. Those
on the tree. Uncle and Auntie had a great big orchard, so there was always apples. And they would put a string through them on top of it. And popcorn and cranberries.
Did you put it out for the birds afterwards?
I don't know. I can't even remember that. But I know that it's kind of pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't know popcorn was in the old country.
You didn't have popcorn in Denmark?
Not before I come over here.
I didn't realize that. That must be an American invention or something.
Yeah, it must be. We didn't have popcorn at home.
Did you string cranberries and things to put on the tree?
Yeah, it was mostly all handmade. But I went on the tree. It was made out of the colored paper. We had to sit and make some round rings of colored paper and put it all on the Christmas tree.
Hmm.
It was all handmade.
But it was pretty.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
They didn't have popcorn in Denmark. They didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
No.
They probably didn't raise any corn.
I suppose it hadn't got over there yet.
Did they have corn? Carrie wants to know if they had raised corn.
Did you raise corn in the farms?
No. No.
It
was, I guess it was too cold there to raise corn.
It's mostly cattle, wasn't it, on the farms? Cows and...
Yeah, I never was on the farm when I was home. But I did see cows.